Kevin Harlan here. Tomorrow night, 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tomorrow only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, comedians Greg Warren and Jake Johansson. Right after this word.
Okay, here we go.
You can be mean to me, mean as you want to be. Just say anything that you like. You can be nasty and catty and cruel and unusual. Twist my nose with your fingers. Trip me while I carry liquids. But as you pin me down, my arms down on the ground, as your spit drips into my face. Deep in the back of your mind, remember at some point you'll have to fall asleep.
Yeah.
And when you fall asleep, into your room I'll creep. Did something move in the dark neath your bed? And then a voice you hear calling out loud and clear, a voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, ah! There are things that one can do with Bengay, Nair, and super glue. A package of indelible dye. Why would a guy such as I ever buy indelible dye? Blue as the sky. Don't ask me why. This catalog I found sells roaches by the pound. Millipedes, centipedes too. They say the meek shall inherit because they stay up late and change the will. And when you fall asleep, into your room I'll creep. Did something move in the dark neath your bed? And then a voice you hear, it's calling loud and clear. A voice that is your own, a voice that's saying, ah!
That's all I have.
I love that.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Some special action happening in the studios right now. We're in the Napa Auto Parts studios, coming up the Napa Tool of the Week and the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. I'm not going to say speaking of tools.
Is Chick McGee at the sports desk?
That would be wrong.
Thank goodness you didn't say that.
Guys who work with tools and they work with comedy. They are Jake Johansson, veteran of the David Letterman Show, a record number of stand-up appearances. What was that number? 46
times.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And comedian Greg Warren, a veteran of Comedy Central and more, and, of course, a world-class wrestler, all-American, et cetera, et cetera.
Greg Warren, all-American.
Yep.
We're still trying to find Satin Doll, which I think is the go-to.
And String of Pearls has also been.
I think it's the go-to trombone.
There it is.
That's what David Crow said when he was here. He was a trombone player.
I think Sandahl's the one you...
Yeah.
There's certain
Chick
instruments.
Chick just had it.
That's the melody, yeah. But that doesn't sound like a trombone. That sounds like something... That sounds like someone having their airway
like
blocked.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible.
Chick, I thought it was pretty good, man.
Thank you, Greg.
Horrible.
I'm with Christy. That had kind of a Leon Redbone on his deathbed feel.
I'm dying. Oh, please help me now.
I got COPD.
You
got to tell people that's not...
There it is. And we'll be right back with Jackie Gleason in just a moment. Yeah. Tonight, Gypsy Rose Lee.
Man, you really can see how great it would be to have a band behind you here, an orchestra.
Great, the band in it.
Stu Kellington.
That's great.
There you go.
There's your sax. If you want sax.
Yeah. Who doesn't want sax?
I know, Greg, you've been looking for sax since you were 18.
Never ending.
You've got this great solo.
Which one?
That guy just died last year.
Raphael Ravenscroft.
Died about a year. He got paid, he got paid something like 80, 20 bucks, 80 bucks or whatever.
Like, yeah.
Really?
For that?
That's about how much you made playing clarinet, isn't it?
That's a little more. I don't think I was ever paid. Well, I was paid to stop a couple of times.
I don't remember him playing clarinet on the show, and I'd like to hear it again. We could get a clarinet.
I'd get one.
He did, and
get
B,
a clarinet by
you
two.
Wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. I think
probably
I would
sooner.
Enjoy it very much.
Well, why don't you guys go do that in a different room?
We had a clarinet and a trombone, and I could play the nose flute. I got the nose flute.
Right. Nah, chick,
I think we threw that away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you ham bone at all?
Okay, I'm officially done with this topic.
Okay.
Wow. This is more fun than I thought
move
it was going to be.
Now,
glad your expectations
were low. Yeah, the nose flute. I can't even wait to see the nose flute.
It's a little plastic.
No, I know what it is.
It turns out, you know, Kathleen Madigan says everyone is a savant at something. They just haven't tried it yet.
Right.
I'm a savant at the nose flute.
Is that right? Just boom.
I don't know where my
nose flute
went.
Not one lesson.
Huh? Who told you were a savant?
I did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, on a different
note. Because it's the only thing he does well.
You blow into your...
We know
I think
how
it was throw it away, chick.
Well, that...
I think it's hard to keep one of those clean.
It truly is sanitary.
Yeah. So is your embouchure based on the way you hold your nose?
No, and I don't know why you want to say that word all the time, but no, I don't.
It's
important.
It is important in any sort of.
I don't think I've said the word embouchure in a year, but
that's not true at all.
Can you spell it?
E M B O C H U R E.
I think it starts with an A.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't, Jake.
Boy, this is some solid radio. We're arguing about
you. Shut your mouth, Johansson.
Listen, I thought I was your life coach, okay?
When it comes to comedy, I'll listen to you, all right, buddy? But spelling of woodwind techniques.
Of instruments.
Apparently, it's somewhat disputed, but it is correct to spell it with an E.
How's that right?
How'd you spell it, Greg?
E-M-B-O. C-H.
No, sorry.
C-A, is it one of those words that ends in C-H-R-E?
So, C-H-U-R-E.
C-H-R-E.
It's E-M-B-A-S-S-U-R-E.
Wow, you were way off, Greg.
I don't think so. What site are you looking at?
That shows how well you played the instrument.
Is that the American?
I was first chair as a sophomore, Bob.
Really?
That just
doesn't
happen.
Well, that just shows
happen.
How crappy the rest of the section was.
You think sophomore first chair just happens?
No, it doesn't.
How many players were in the band?
Mm-hmm.
There was probably 15 clarinet players, and I was first chair as a sophomore, Jake.
I know, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You were
that's a kazoo. That's not a nose flute.
That may be the French spelling. Sorry.
I like where you're going with that, chick.
Let's move on. I have a memory question for our guests. Okay.
How about a little of that all morning?
That's a classic.
You're about to wish that was a rectal thermometer. Okay.
Oh, even better.
You got me.
Sorry.
There I have a memory question.
Go ahead.
Guest.
Fire away.
Jake, you mentioned the 46 appearances on David Letterman. Obviously, the very first one, you were probably quite nervous, I would assume.
I was nervous, yeah.
You're a young comedian.
Uh-huh. Going back in time.
Long hair. Do you remember your first joke? On your first Letterman?
I think so, because I had a set ready, and then I was out running it, and then I thought of this joke the night before, because it was raining in New York, and I said I always like it in New York when it rains, because when it rains in New York, it makes its own gravy.
And it does.
It
yes.
does.
That's a great joke. Referencing a great dog food commercial.
Right, oh, from yeah, days gone train. By nowadays.
Just yesterday, we referenced the joke from Whisk.
Yeah.
Yeah, ring around the collar.
Ring around the collar.
Yeah.
Boy, that's real. I was just saying to my wife the other day, boy, this is your laundry skills. I'm the one who does the laundry, but that ring around the collar, it happens.
It does happen.
It's a real thing.
Did you remember the incredibly racist ancient Chinese secret thing that ran?
Oh, yeah, man.
That was one of the longest running commercials in history.
Ancient Chinese secret is not for
Calgon, right?
Calgon, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
It was a laundry thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, because they're good at laundry.
They were great at laundry.
That was back in the day.
I thought it was a bit racist.
Not anymore.
The secret was Calgon.
No, you spit in the bottle.
But the secret back in the day was that
the secret is terrible carcinogens.
They closed them down because the people would put water in their mouth, and instead of using a spritz bottle, they'd spit on the thing as they were ironing, and the health department shut them down.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
I see.
It was Calgon? I thought Calgon was a bath thing.
No, it was Calgon.
Was it
Calgon? Take me away.
Right, but that's
a
bath.
Too.
No, but there's not a Chinese.
They had a laundry detergent, and they had a bath product.
I think I work for the company that sold Whisk, actually. For
Procter & Gamble?
Yeah, yeah.
You strike me as the kind of guy that likes to go home by himself in your apartment in Queens, New York, light a few candles.
I have a roommate, by the way.
Take a nice bath.
No, I
don't brag about having a roommate.
Greg, are you home? I'm in the tub.
Oh, hello.
Hey, can you bring me another candle?
Yeah. My name is now Percy Dove Tonsils.
Percy Dove
Tonsils.
Wow.
Ernie Kovacs.
That's a great first joke, though.
I'm going to take a lover.
Mm. It worked. It worked that time.
Did you have to run it by them?
It worked this time, too.
Mm-hmm.
That joke still works. 35 years in show business.
Did you have to run it by them before you did it?
Then, yes, I had to run it by them. I think I thought of that joke, and then I had to run it by. Well, they came out and saw my set, so I just did it in my set the night before. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I did have to run it. But now you got
to. Don't you have to submit a written version?
Now you have to write it all down. You got to give them a transcript.
Do you really?
That they type up for the lawyer. I think what happened was that used to be someone else's job, and they realized, well, we can just ask a comedian to write it all down. You know, instead of taping
we'll
it.
Save
and us
right
down.
Yeah,
down.
We're downsizing.
Yeah, we can just get them to promote the shows on Facebook and go on the morning radio. We don't have to buy advertising. Yeah, we'll do that.
Good point.
Now, Greg, we've established the fact that you live with a roommate in Queens, in Astoria, Queens, New York.
Yeah, Astoria. Very Greek.
We talked about the fact you have no pets, although you were considering getting a falcon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about it.
What's your service dog?
How big is your roommate? What's your roommate weigh?
He's a slender guy. Yeah, young guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you guys ever wrestle?
No, I'd kill him. I'd kill him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though you're a different weight class.
Yeah. I mean, even if I was the same weight class as him.
You have the skills.
You got the skills.
If he crawled into the tub with you, you could take him down? Is that what you're saying?
If he crawled in the tub with me, but yeah, I would take him. I'm not sure what I'd do about it.
I'm not sure what I'm doing. That's a good answer.
That'd be awesome. What I would do.
You don't climb in the tub unless you're invited. Yeah. That's the rule.
I feel like I'm being set up here.
Uh-huh.
I'm hearing the phrase going down in the tub momentarily.
If a guy gets in the tub with you, you assume he knows what he's doing. You know, he's got a plan.
I assume he's drunk.
Right? Yeah,
immediately.
Drunk. Yeah, drunk. Yeah, that's probably a safe assumption.
Yeah, that's always, you know.
I can't imagine guys in a tub, period.
Or that's also true.
Yeah, I haven't taken a bath in years.
Right.
Not every once in a while you're on the road, you're feeling like it's cold in the afternoon and you're just going to get in the.
Jake.
No?
No.
Oh, you take a
Thanks,
hot
Bob.
Shower?
No. Thanks, Bob. Yeah.
No,
you take that.
I don't take a lot of baths, but I take a bath.
You
every
take
once
that cream
while.
Rinse, and next thing you know,
maybe a long shower. Yeah,
you're pulled into heaven. Is that what you said?
Okay. No,
let's get back to the action. Jake, do you have any pets? I know that Greg has nothing, but
well,
Greg has nothing.
Greg has nothing.
I know that Greg has nothing.
Except maybe a clarinet.
Greg has another.
Okay, here's what we've established.
If it was Greg has two brothers that are more successful than he is. He doesn't have a car.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't need a car.
Who would have thought Devin would come through?
But he
like
has
that.
A roommate.
Wow. Uh-huh. Devin's married, got a nice job.
No pets.
Nothing.
No.
Jake's got a wife, a child, and a dog. Cat?
We used to have a dog. Now I'm just down to the wife and the kid and the bunny. We have got a bunny.
You have a bunny?
Yeah, we got a bunny.
They must be easy to take care of.
Well, yeah, because I told him I'm not doing anything, mm-hmm. and so I don't. Then my wife, sometimes I'll help her bring the cage in. There's an outside cage for the bunny, and there's an inside cage. Sometimes the bunny is doing stuff outside where it's like, really, to me, the bunny is trying to get out. Like, it hates it out there. My wife is like, no, the bunny's doing it. They like that. It feels good on her teeth to grab onto the chicken wire and rattle it back and forth. Oh, my God. It doesn't seem good to me.
Yeah, bunny language, that's get me out of here. Yeah.
No, not to my wife. She's like, oh, see, he loves it.
Oh, he loves it here. Yeah. He's practically a Johansson.
You know, they have a litter box. The bunny's got a litter box, and it just lies down in it. Like, that's where it likes to take a nap. Like,
nice.
It poops and then does its business and then takes a nap. Yeah. And you'll come out, and the bunny will just be, oh, you're here. Let me just get up and get myself arranged. They're super soft, but they sleep all day in a box of their own poop.
Realize this poor bunny's being deprived of all the sexual pleasures there are in other bunny colonies.
Well, they're known for that, aren't mm-hmm. they? But they say
you isolate this poor little guy.
Here's what they say, though, at the bunny place. They say you got to watch out, because if you get two bunnies, they'll fight each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Over a woman.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, even if there's no woman there, if it's two man bunnies, they're like, if a lady shows up, I'm doing her. And then the other bunny's like, no way, I'm doing her.
Bunny fight! And then this bunny tries to get in the tub with the other guy. And
to go back. Oh, you can't. My daughter's dream would be to take the bunny in the tub. But that's not happening.
You can't the bunny put the rabbit in the tub.
I have a question.
You got to explain that to kids, too. Like, you can't take she wants to give the bunny a bath, and it's like, bunnies don't like baths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they give themselves baths.
I have a question. There's a
go ahead, Tom.
You said you purchased it at the bunny place?
Well, the bunny, we didn't know. That's my dream, is that there's a bunny place where you can just go and see bunnies. We got the bunny from the actual, we used to have a dog.
Is this a rescue bunny?
Yes, it is a rescue bunny. They had it. We had to go down. My wife had to go down and prove that we deserved to have a bunny. And I was like, here's $20. Just
man, I would
vouch
for you, Jake. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't want the bunny. I didn't want a pet.
Yeah, but I think you... Yeah.
Did you pull out your lucky rabbit's foot on your keychain?
By the way, were those made of real rabbit's feet?
Yes. I think at one time they were.
Were they really? Mm-hmm. I had one. Yeah.
What do you mean at one time?
Well, I think they actually did fake bunny feet.
Yeah,
there
now
for
they're
a while
day glow
for the
fake fur.
Most of those are raccoons.
Rabbits
actually.
are the third most popular pet in America. You realize that?
What?
They are not. Third?
Did you just look that up?
Can a rabbit fetch?
I looked
number
it up.
One
all right,
pet
so number one is falcon. And number
I did look it up because I have a small animal and I had to go to the small animal hospital and they mm-hmm. we got in. I was there quite a bit for quite a while and.
So what's the height limit for a small animal?
What's your small animal?
I'm curious.
Yeah, I have a chinchilla, but we have
which is just as exciting as a rabbit.
Yeah, they take dirt baths, right? Yeah. Chinchillas
lava like baths. A catcher's
lava
bath.
Bath.
Lava dust.
Do they sleep in a box of their own?
They do not.
Mm. Yeah.
No, but you know, but
its nickname is Glove Number One.
Stop it. Rabbits, rabbits are the third most popular pet.
I find
in
that
America.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, they're very popular.
If you go to a place called the Bunny Ranch.
That's not bunnies at all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot different.
No bunnies there.
No. Yeah.
Be careful what happens there. That can get ugly.
Here we go. Cats, dogs, rabbit, horse, hamster, fish, frog, bird, lizard, snake, some sort of
there
reptile.
There are more rabbits than fish.
More rabbits, cow, turtles. Stunned. That's what it says. There are more rabbits than horses or hamsters.
What do rabbits do? What do they do, Jake? I mean, can you take the rabbit out and play with it?
You take it out, you pet it. My daughter's convinced she can call the rabbit. She goes, I called the rabbit. It came like twice out of the 10 times she called. She's got a piece of food and she's calling the rabbit.
Oh, of course.
The rabbit
will
come over and eat the food.
Makes.
But mm-hmm. you can pet them. They lie down. If you flip them over, they kind of go into a trance, so you can flip them onto their backs and
really?
Pet them, and they just kind of space out.
As God is my witness, I went to a woman's home.
Who had a bunny?
5 or 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I went
she
to a woman's home.
She had more than one bunny. She had two bunnies.
Oh, boy.
They lived in a tri-level. You know what a tri-level is, right?
Mm-hmm. Three.
Three levels.
Yes. Uh-huh. The bottom, you know the bottom level.
You can't fool me.
Usually a family room area. All for the bunnies.
Wait, the bunnies had a tri-level?
The people had the tri-level, but the whole third
floor was all bunnies.
Did they top 10 bunny names.
Did they just poop there?
They had a litter box.
Yeah, they go in the litter box. They're pretty good
habitat.
About it.
They had, I mean, it was a bunny literally a bunny family room, all for the bunnies.
Number one bunny name, I'm guessing, is Poppy. Miss March. Poppy?
Number 10 bunny name, Coco.
Coco?
Coco?
How many brown bunnies are there?
Number 9, Oliver. Number 8, Lola. Number 7, Lily. Number 6,
is this in England?
Charlie.
This
is America, Tom.
Charlie, what's number 5?
Number 5, Bunny.
Bunny.
Simply Bunny.
Uh-huh.
Number 4, Bella. Number...
I thought Bunny would have been higher.
Number 3.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.